Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, streaming live on the World Wide Web, on withinsightsradio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For the next 60 minutes, we will be learning about With Insights. All our friends on this show have something to share, something to give. So I want you to sit back and relax, fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready for the ride.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. Rosa Garcia Bell will be here shortly. I want to welcome everybody to the show. It's a little wet Monday here in Columbus, Ohio, as we're streaming on the World Wide Web. This is a universal and a global show, so if those of you who have not been on our show or have listened to our show in the past, we call our show With Insights because we believe everybody who calls in and our guests who share have within them insights and things that they can share. And I just wanted to, give a shout-out. And actually, my friend Mikey Frazier passed over the weekend. He was a very big-time person in our lives, my wife, myself, Rosa's, and everybody who's involved in our holistic community here in Columbus, Ohio. He transitioned. He's with his loved ones that have been waiting for him there. We won't miss him on this plane, but we celebrate his life and we give thanks to him. There is an episode of him here that we have in our archives. Just look up Mike Frazier, and you would really enjoy it. He's my Reiki master. He was just a good old friend, just a funny guy, another Hayoka like myself, and just somebody who, enjoyed having time with. I actually commented, I forget who I was saying this to, but I was talking about how, 2012, the gear up to get to the December 21st, everybody's working so hard to get there, and then a lot of friends who I thought they were going to be alongside of us on that special day, that awakening day, have actually transitioned, have moved on. And for me, it was kind of a heartfelt and also kind of sad at the same time, because you're going to miss those people who are the ones who kind of molded you and helped you along the way to see these things and experience these things that you probably didn't see it from a different light. So I'm pretty excited about that. Like I said, my creation was doing this. Your transition was is a powerful metaphor of what life is about. But you're a good friend, and take care. I know you can hear the show, and I know you can hear future shows before we even have them because you're inside the energies of the universe now. So Rosa has stepped into the studio. Welcome, Rosa.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us this evening. You're listening to With Insights Radio. I'm Rosa Garcia Bell. And I'm sure Iggy has already introduced himself. So
yes, I did.
Thank you so much for tuning in with us. I heard the tail end of that regarding Mikey Frazier.
Frazier. Just, for those people who know who he is, he transitioned over the weekend. And, mm-hmm. Just talking about how we miss him, but we also understand that, that's part of life. And mm-hmm. He's in a better place. And he's my guardian angel now. So
that's awesome.
I have a cool guardian angel.
That's cool. Well, I'll have to definitely. He's an ancestor. He's moved on to maybe some people like to say it, a different continuation of what life is. Mm-hmm. Some of us can recall what that is, and others of us are yet to discover what that means. So yeah, we're very grateful to both Mike and Kathy for planting lots of seeds, planting lots of thoughts, inviting us to look at life a little differently. And it's amazing what miracles can happen when you do that. So I'm really grateful for the impact they've had on thousands and thousands of people and, and those yet to be discovered that they've been impacted. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
So how are you? How's your day going?
Excellent.
Good.
It's, very good. Very good Monday. Mondays are always very interesting. Like I've shared with the with you in the past. Mondays seem to be like really introspective because I like to contemplate and reflect on my weekend and as I did, the people mm-hmm. I interacted with. I sit with myself and while I'm working, of course, and just process my weekend. I have to say it was a really interesting weekend. You know, we did a lot. This weekend was just full of a lot of fun things, fun interactions. We celebrated Iggy's birthday.
Yeah.
Party. It was a day that we recognized when he came to this physical world. So a lot of people like to call that rebirth day. Every day is a birthday if you want to look at it, because, you know, thousands of cells in your body die and reborn every day. You know, thoughts die and reborn every day. However, we set this day aside, December the 8th, in a very mindful way to celebrate who Iggy is to us and how he's impacted us as well. So we thank you for that. We thank you for who you are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
So happy birthday, Iggy. Again.
It was a pirate birthday.
Yeah, it was a pirate Victoria Secret model theme or something like that. I think we only had one Victoria model show up with Susie, and she did it very well, Susie. So just
I actually was wearing that outfit before she was. So. It didn't quite look as good on me as it did on Susie. But
I thought it was great. It was awesome. Everyone came out and just, you know, had a great time, let loose, and our younger brother came out and actually participated in ways that he normally doesn't. So that was a neat experience for me because I got to see him, you know, cut back, let loose, cut the rug, if you will, for lack of better expression. And he participated in the drum circle jam session that we have here at Garcia's every Saturday and had a great time. So it was good to see him just, like, participate in activities that we're involved with.
Yeah, yeah. That was, it was nice. A lot of people wonder why I do costume parties on my birthday. Well, I figured, you know, it's fun, you know, to celebrate and do something different. And, you know, being in the restaurant business, you have to be kind of creative anyhow. You know, anybody can go to any party. So why not go to a party where you can dress up, have fun? It's a Christmas slash party and just let loose, you know. Next year's going to be Clowns versus Mimes, which is going to be kind of interesting.
The only thing
that comes in my mind is always the customers who don't, you know, aren't aware of the party.
Yes.
Walk in the door and they're like, what is going on? I sent them an email. She goes, I had a blast. I had a great time. It was amazing. I walked in the door and I saw a bunch of people dressed like pirates. And I wasn't sure what I had gotten myself into.
Yeah.
But she said she had a blast and she stayed and drummed. And it was just funny. But that's kind of the wow factor we want to create too, you know.
Right.
You know, play. You know, be like little kids and just have fun and dress up and just, you know, go out and have a good time. And that's what my parties are about. That's what it's about, celebrating, you know, each other, you know, and everybody together, having fun.
And playing dress up, like being kids again, you know, and remembering, we forget how to play, you know. There's not a right or wrong way. It's just about, okay, somebody invites you to a party to play dress up, and you show up, and hey, guess what? I really dressed up a lot, and maybe some people dressed up and some people didn't, but, you know, it's okay.
Right.
I'm having a good time. There's a lot of thought and preparation that goes into a party like that, because, you know, it's a theme party, and you have to, like, you want to come up with something that's creative that goes with the theme, but you also want to have your own signature on it. So.
Right, and I think everybody pretty much did.
Yeah, I did, too.
I thought it was pretty sweet, pretty cool.
I walked
in, it was nice. You guys had decorated everything.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, Quinlan had a blast. He made that skull over there on the window. There's a skull that younger son, or my younger son, made for us, and it had a Goonies theme to it. So it's Say Die.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he made that out of the word. He made the letters out of numbers and cut and pasted them and them on the window. And I thought, oh, that's so cute. For those of you who've seen the movie, The Goonies, he was Chunk. And he made the most perfect Chunk you could imagine.
Yeah, he was
so
cute.
He was awesome.
He goes, Uncle Nacho, you know who I am? I said, yeah, he's a kid from The Goonies. Little dancing Chunk. That was funny.
Yeah, he did the truffle shuffle behind closed doors, of course. So he was funny.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Yeah, it was a good time. And then, you know, Sunday was a little more laid back. You know, we had spent some time with family and got to just really enjoy each other's company, which was fun.
Very good. And my nephew's here sitting next to his mom.
And Sean is here.
Her older boy.
He's our musician, the band leader.
Hi, Sean. How are you? Good to see you.
So,
I kind of was talking earlier a little bit before you walked in the door about, you know, the countdown to December 21st on the Mayan calendar.
Yes.
And it's just funny, you know, how we're all moving along and progressing like this. And I'm starting to see people, like, going, you know, looking at their bills and like, well, I hope the Mayan calendar really comes into play. I'm just cracking up, you know.
Because,
you know, people are are in a really tough place, mm-hmm. you know, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And then on top with the energies that flow through mm-hmm. the universe and mm-hmm. all these alignments and planets and shifts.
Yes.
And, you know, the sun's nuclear rays, you know, coming through the earth, you know.
Right.
There's rays that penetrate the earth and go right through us every second that we don't even feel it.
That's true.
But it's just amazing mm-hmm. that it's so intense. And people sometimes don't have a clue what's happening. Because mm-hmm. I see a lot of discomfort. I see a lot of people running away from potential problems or problems. Or mm-hmm. I see people, I have run into people where their mm-hmm. spouses have left them mm-hmm. or vice versa. And breakups mm-hmm. and fights and things that maybe aren't always certain, mm-hmm. you know, are kind of falling to the wayside a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, like the underdog has the bigger advantage now. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a lot of underdogs having bigger advantage over, you know, top team. There's just a whole, if you pay attention, you look, you'll see it. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Right, right. Well, it's interesting you're talking about that because I overheard some people at work talking about, you know, the 2012, 21 and all that and so forth and what they're going to do. And you know, I think it's going to be a really energetically, I can feel the anticipation in the air. Like you were describing a lot of things. People are wanting to run away, ignore their suffering. And that's because a lot of that is because that's how we've been, neural pathways in our brain have been programmed to mm-hmm. operate. So I have been fortunate enough to come across just recently, and I don't believe this is a coincidence. I believe I'm supposed to share this with everyone. Come across teachings of Buddhism, practical Buddhism, which mm-hmm. is basically Buddhism practiced. It's not about theory. It's about practicing mindfulness and meditation and coming into a space where you invite those fears, those challenges, and sit with it and find out where you don't have to dialogue. You can dialogue it or you don't have to dialogue with it. Mm-hmm. If you want to get technical with it, the less you think, the better it is. It's more about inviting yourself a space, creating a space for yourself where you allow those things, those scary things, to visit you, because ultimately they are a part of you and they want to come home.
Mm-hmm.
They want to come home. You can push them away as far as you want. However, you're the living garden of the kingdom of God, if you will, you know, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes through you. You know, everything comes through you to be processed and circulated. Nobody else can do that for you. It's called self-healing. It's a form of self-healing.
Mm-hmm.
And the mindfulness practice has been very interesting because for many years I've been always wondering why I had a challenge or really not of interest in meditating. And, you know, I've been very intrigued with techniques and methods and learning and reading books, which is great. That really helped my ego a lot, I realized.
Right.
But if you know, for me, the simpler I keep, more simple I have, less data to carry, and the better it is for me to connect with my emotions and how I'm really feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what are the core, and it takes you to a different place. So, you know, that's something that I wanted to share with our listeners to, you know, if you're feeling challenged, you know, sit with yourself and in a quiet space and invite your guardians, your angels, invite the Christ consciousness of Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, you know, Gandhi, whatever, you know, you choose, Ram. I mean, there's different, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that there's a greater part of yourself that's there for you, to assist you, to help you, to bring you into a practice that teaches you how to embrace these challenges, these fears, these karma, whatever you want to call it, that continue to unfold in your life. So, yeah, that's been really helpful for me to practice, to go into different practice, because I think sometimes we kind of complicate things, you know?
It's easy to complicate things.
The ego wants us to be complicated. It wants it to be complicated. It wants to keep us confused, in a state of confusion, because it's fearful. It knows that we're on to it. So, But at the same time, you know, a true practitioner is somebody who can, you know, look at that challenge, look at that fear, and transform that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have the ability to do that. And I think the reason why this practicing Buddhism, practical Buddhism, resonates with me is one of the things, one of my animal totems is the condor.
Mm-hmm.
And the condor is about, you know, recycling, using what's there. If you want to look at an analogy of this is, for example, we all have the fears, challenges, and a lot of people like to label those as, you know, good or bad. And, you know, the condor teaches us, Mother Earth teaches us to give those to her. You know, if we like to release them, you know, look at them, and then, you know, take them to the earth, allow Mother Earth to use it as compost, and we can then have the opportunity to plant new seeds, new ways of looking at things. And so that whole theme of, you know, it's very empowering to me, because I feel that, you know, sometimes it's very easy to give our power away to people. So this practice for me has been very empowering. It reminds me that I'm responsible for my life and everything around me, because there is no separation. There's no them or me or you. We are truly all one. And when I say that, I'm not in any way using that as a metaphor. I mean it in the most literal sense.
And for some people, that's very difficult
to
absorb or take in, because they can't see themselves behaving or acting like maybe somebody's behaving or acting. But there's pieces and parts.
Yes.
You know, is what you're seeing, what you're noticing about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I'm not a mass murderer, I'm not a killer. But you know what? There's pieces and parts of you who, you know, that just kind of flow through you, because we all flow together in this consciousness. And, you know, even watching a movie can seem very real for some people.
Absolutely. Interesting enough, we watched the movie The Seven Psychopaths.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting because, I won't give the movie away, but there's some really, amongst all the violence and so forth, which was very exaggerated, my point, to kind of amp you up. But then there was a message that was really, it was well delivered at the end. I mean, it was about the inner peace, you know, and it was about, you know, you're creating constantly. And there are many scenes and many imagination scenes that they had where they were imagining different outcomes. And ultimately, it evolved to something very similar to that. You know, you asked a very interesting question at dinner last night. You asked, you know, who's the stronger creator? You know, who, you know, people manifest, you know, and I believe, you know, that that whenever you're perceiving something from another person, another person's perceiving you about you, you're both manifesting at the same time instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Because and my belief is, because I thought about that, I'm like, that's a really interesting question. I was thinking about that. One can't live without the other. It's not one or the other. It's that they both are.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I guess at what point do you reside your belief to someone or vice versa? Or do you actually reside to somebody? Did you actually get, or you heard that creation?
Well, the thing is, the part of the all my relations, everyone is one, that people have a hard time with, I believe, is they have what we call the mind of discrimination. Like, we still have discrimination over our own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We have discrimination over the fact that our soul is unique. But if you take this even a step further, we are one soul.
Mm-hmm.
We're all having different experiences. I mean, if you could take it to the nth degree, you take it to the true essence, we are one. It's one soul.
Yeah, and the mind sometimes cannot fathom that.
The mind has a hard time with that.
And you can't think of it with a logical mind. You can't go in there with brainiac mentality and say, no, that's not correct, because each other, no, you can't do that. Things are just not
acceptable. Well, what's very interesting is that science has already proven that entanglement is, we're all entangled to some degree.
That is true. Science has
proven that. So science is actually supporting the things that are ethereal, or what you might call some people call wooey, what we're kind of, some people are like, what are you talking about, you know? Science has actually gotten to the point where they are proving the same thing with energy. You know, energy cannot be destroyed or created. You know, it's a continuation. It changes forms. Just like with life, when we were talking about Mike, you know, he's a continuation. Just like our ancestors are continuing in our DNA and our cells, which is why we are able to impact our ancestors from the past and the future, because there is no past or future. We are all truly one.
Right.
We carry the seeds of our ancestors, and our ancestors are we're carried in them. They're carried in us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simultaneous. You know, a father cannot be a father without a son. Son cannot be a son without a father. Do you see the dichotomy in that? It's like, you know, but we choose.
It doesn't mean if it's a born or not. It just means father.
Absolutely.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I get that.
Yeah. Those are just some thoughts. I don't even know where I was going with that, but that was just kind of a stream of consciousness.
Well, it was amazing because in the movie, the Seven Psychopaths, when we're talking about our movies, but we talk about a lot of different movies because there's been a lot of, you know, movies like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you really watch and you're listening to what the writer is trying to portray, sometimes it's not the violence he's trying to portray.
Right.
And I found it real interesting, even the people who we weren't sure if they were psychopaths or what even a psychopath would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we label people and we label things, so even the psychopath never thought he was a psychopath.
Right.
You know, the psychopath, you know, all of them who were in these movies never thought they were actually doing anything wrong.
No, they didn't.
They actually felt like they had a purpose, they had a higher calling.
Yes.
And their calling was to do whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to see the movie, folks, because in the end, well, there's some scenes that lead you into that.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was a very powerful statement, you know, of one of the psychopaths. He actually, we don't know if it really happened, but it did happen.
Historically, it did happen. There is a historical accuracy to what happened.
On that part, yes.
Yes.
But the story was someone dictating, not one of the psychopaths dictating to the author on a recorder how he thought she'd finish this one character that he was trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was trying to create a Buddhist psychopath. And the guy's like, what the heck is a Buddhist psychopath?
And that was a Buddhist psychopath, actually.
And, you know, even the purest of purest minds has a moment of, you know, of doubt.
Absolutely.
And a moment of fear, a moment of anger, you know.
Absolutely.
The point was, you're human.
And the Buddha describes that very clearly in that we all have aspects of the Buddha. We all have the Buddha seed in us. And the Buddha could not be the Buddha without having the human aspect as well.
Right, and it's just Jesus Christ is the same way.
Exactly.
He couldn't be Jesus without having the human flesh.
Exactly. So
people can't relate to
a
God.
Well, the thing is, what made what makes someone like the Buddha, someone like the Christ of the consciousness that they hold, is to... the main thing that I got from the movies the bad Buddhist was a psychopath to a degree because he took it to the extreme, nonviolence. But, you know, but it was an example of how extreme we do get in our stories, our beliefs, and so forth.
And he did take it to the extreme. He took it to the extreme, but he took it to the extreme onto himself.
He did. He didn't hurt anyone. But he thought he wasn't hurting anyone.
Right.
It changed the world.
Yeah.
He changed the world. And in a big way. So.
And the thing was, you know, they allowed him to do what he had to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one really interfered. And
the others didn't step in. And
they questioned, they asked him, you know, but they actually was like, are you sure? And they always repeated one little word. I forget what it was. Something, I forget. I forget what he was, you know, they repeat. And so in his mind, he was doing all this. And it also even like Buddha had thought the whole movie out. This monk thought this whole movie out himself.
Yes,
I really thought that at one point. I'm like, wow, it was, as he said, was he the one really thinking about all these different aspects?
And then you go back to your question, who's creating?
Right.
It's all simultaneously. We are all creating at this collective story, this collective experience, you know, because... really no separation, you know.
Yeah, and there's a lot of movies like this, Rosa, because... people are looking for the wow factor in this, but the wow factor is very spiritual.
It is very spiritual.
You know, within the violence and stuff, there's very spiritual.
I had no idea. I had no idea it was going to be like that. I mean, there were scenes that I couldn't watch just because of the sheer... I'm just energetically kind of calibrated in a different way at this moment in my life. I just couldn't. I had to close my eyes like a little kid, you know, like, I don't want to see this, you know. But then I simmered down. I was able to... But I think that was necessary. Because that prepared me. That
was the only movie we could watch, too, at that time.
Yeah.
So everything else was already playing.
Oh, and by the way, we got to the movies late, and the movie actually malfunctioned.
Yeah.
And it didn't start till we actually sat down.
It
we
froze.
Were like 15 minutes late, and it actually had to restart the movie.
Yeah.
So it was meant to be, and
we're meant to
it
see
was
that
just
movie.
Amazing. I mean, and the thing is, isn't life like that?
And Ben and I were going, well, did you make the movie stop, or did I? I said, I've never been late to one movie ever.
That's probably true. That's straight true. You know, so ask yourself, you know, this is a very interesting question. At least I do. And what helps to put things in perspective or to shift my perception, because that's really important. You know, we're all magicians. We're all capable of being the alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
However you want to call it, the Buddha, the grace of consciousness, to ask yourself, what part of me is lacking compassion?
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders. You're listening to With Insights Radio. Your host, Dick Garcia, Rosa Garcia Bell. We're here live in Columbus, Ohio. We're going to be taking your calls now. We can talk about the things that you were listening to, or we can give you a universe reading here. We'll channel through and pick up what you need to pick up. We just ask that you be patient and hold on the line there. We do have a lot of callers, so we're going to take our first call here. 734-858, you're on the air.
Well, hello, greetings, and thank you so much for taking my call. What a lot of fun listening to all the different aspects and thoughts of different thought process you have brought to us this evening, and how comforting it can be to realize that if we keep our thoughts in a certain perspective, or keep our perspective in a certain thought pattern, we can survive anything. It doesn't really matter, because life is going to go on. It's not about how can I make life better for me. It's how can I find the oneness with life that makes things better for me? At least that's the way I see it.
Yeah, absolutely. You
very
summed
nice.
It up really,
thank
really
you
nice
for,
it takes us half an hour to say what you said.
That's awesome. What's
I'll
your
have
name
what
again?
She's having, yeah.
I'll take some, please. Make it a double.
Well, the thing is, I'm really glad that somebody understands that, because there's no way in heaven I could repeat it.
It's in the archives now. It's
we got it.
So.
We can.
There you go. There you go.
So,
out there for everybody to see.
For for our listeners who are listening,
right.
You gotta like
that's right.
That little nugget right there. That is a big nugget and a very concise wording.
Wow.
So very nice.
Powerful.
Well,
we
don't think you should be afraid. I guess that's the whole thing. I mean, all fear does is really hold you back. And it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the one thing I wish people understood more. But they're going to get it no matter what. I mean, it'll either be baptism by fire or it will be the awakening. One of the two.
Yeah.
But it's the way it is.
I've been there, so I do understand what they, I do have compassion for people who are going through that. And I go through it too, you know. I go through my moments where, oh my gosh, I just created this really scary story for myself. That was interesting. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's run back to present moment and realize that this is where I'm at, right here, and I choose this reality.
It's funny you say that, Rosa,
yes.
Because, you know, before the party, you know, I had two different costumes.
Okay.
And I put them on Facebook, just, you know, just so people can see. Well, I had the costume that my wife was wearing.
Yes.
I was wearing that. But it's funny how people react. And respond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, Iggy, I can't believe you're wearing a dress. Or, Iggy, why are you wearing that? You know, I'm like, what's the big deal? You know, I was like, just a dress, man. Now I'm a pirate. You want to make it different now?
Yeah. That's so funny.
It's all perceptions
it
and how we perceive things and how we allow our mind to be programmed and be, you know, rerouted and taken. And that's where a lot of people come, and they're working from a base memory, you know, from parents, from moms, their grandparents, and their grandparents teaching their kids. So we got a lot of stuff to work through.
Right.
And, but there's always that one group and one generation that breaks through and understands and gets it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like our caller right here. She gets it.
Absolutely.
You know? Just like you and me, we're getting it. We're understanding that.
Yeah.
And I thought your pirate costume was great. I wasn't at your party. I saw it on Facebook. I thought the pictures were, I thought it was like,
oh, okay.
Wow, they're having some fun there, man. How cool is that?
Yeah. Light workers can have fun too. I don't know why people think we can't have fun.
Right.
You guys are supposed to wear robes and stuff, but
it's all good.
So caller, what's your name?
My name is Annette.
What's that?
Annette. Right.
So, do you have a reading for us, or
did you just give us one? She already did. So would you like us to pull a card, or do you want us to give you a thought on something, or?
You know what? It's whatever you are led and guided to do. It's, to be honest with you,
okay.
I think it's fun.
I'll let Rosa take the lead on that one. She's
cool.
Got the...
Well, the funness that you can see in us is the funness that already resides in you, my sister. So thank you for being that mirror and living in your joy, because as we all know, when we are curious and playful and, you know, it brings us to that state of wonderment again with life. You know what parts of yourself perhaps are wanting to explore that part. You know, when was the last time you played? When was the last time you played dress up? You know, what have you done? How do you play? Let me ask you that. How do you play?
How do I play? I color and draw.
Yeah.
And I have coloring books. And I think at almost 60 years of age, I am the most fun child I've ever been in my life. I have more fun now than I did when I was maybe 4 or 5 or...
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
I think that there's a message there for you. You're a bright light shining. And perhaps invite people to play. Remind people what it means to play.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them or say, hey, have you played today? Put on a Facebook post. I don't get on Facebook that much. But, you know, perhaps you're the catalyst to get people into the space of reconnecting with that that joy, that
childish
joy. That's
a powerful word right there, catalyst. You know, you said that. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, boom, you know. How many people are really catalysts for
other
people?
She's a catalyst.
You know?
I can feel that.
And her energy is just like that.
Your energy,
you know?
Yep.
And, you know, the universe is just reminding us to remind ourselves and our caller here to play, be a catalyst.
Is a catalyst.
You've heard this. Everybody's heard this before. Be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change you want to see in your life. You know.
And I think the fact that our caller is able to, or Annette's able to hear these messages is because she is a messenger.
Absolutely.
As well, she is the reminder, the person that is there to remind, the way shower, the person to remind people of these little simple things. Like, and the most simple that you can make it, the more people can get it. So, invite people into a space where they can think and remember what it was like to play, what it was like to get their hands dirty, what it was like to get their hands across some clay and mold and Play-Doh and eat a little bit of it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think that Spirit's directing me to say, you've got something good there. And it's time for you to share that if you're not doing it now, but find creative ways to share your joy because it's contagious.
Yeah.
Awesome. People need that right now. They need
that. Yeah, they do.
Go out there and do some of that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Thank
you. Well,
we
appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it.
All right, we'll leave you up so you can
enjoy.
Sure, absolutely.
Yes, right
bye-bye.
On.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's interesting how you feel a vibration that somebody gives off, and they have a knowing. You know, like our Annette was you know, just listening to her vibration. You know, I listen to her words, but I also listen to her. And I can connect with that part of myself that has that same vibration, that has that same feeling about life. And it's good to be here.
It
is very good to be here, and she gets that it's good to be here.
I love her laughter.
So thank you so
laughter.
Much. Yeah, laughter is... It's so needed.
Ready to move on down the line here.
Yes, right on.
We have a Skype caller. Skype caller, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi, hello?
Hello, we can
Hi.
Hear you.
Okay, good.
How are
hello.
You? What
this
is your name?
My first time calling in.
Okay, welcome. What's your name, caller?
My name is Sasha.
Sasha? Okay.
Yes.
What's on your mind, Sasha?
I just wanted to know if you saw me moving to California anytime soon.
Alrighty. I'm going to pull a card for you here. I pulled the butterfly card. The butterfly is, you probably have heard this before, the butterfly is about transformation, getting ready for a big breakthrough. It could play into the fact that maybe you have thoughts about moving or you're having reservations about moving. Within that move, you're going to be, you know, experiencing a lot of change in your life. You're going to be changing and transforming like the butterfly. And if you don't move, it doesn't make it wrong or right. Do I see you moving? I'm not sure. I don't see it clearly, but I do see this transformation in yourself personally that you're ready to expand and where you're at and more growth in yourself. And Rose, are you picking up anything? Because the static's kind of throwing me off a bit.
It's very staticky. I think that I'm not seeing like an immediate move per se. I'm not getting any strong hit either way, pro or against, or moving forward or moving back. You know, when I heard about the butterfly, when I heard butterfly vibration come through, what the consciousness or what the butterfly spirit was telling me that it's going to be a little bit of work. I felt like Spirit was telling me that this might be a little more work. If in fact that you do want to move, I feel that the butterfly spirit was struggling a little bit with it in the sense that it was almost working against its own vibration. So I think that a butterfly operates best, if you can look at the qualities that a butterfly does have, is that when it has the energies of the current working if it knows exactly when to take flight. You know, a butterfly, normally don't see a butterfly out there flying when it's raining, for example, or when it's very, very windy. So a butterfly is very calculated in its moves. It doesn't just set up house or doesn't just set up shop where there is not a lot of fruit or nectar to be had, because it really does work very hard for the pollinate to keep itself nourished. So The butterfly has a message for you in the sense that, you know, let's plan this out properly. You know, very, the excitement of moving is important to you, I understand. But also, butterfly is lending us comfort in the sense that it does need to be planned out a little further. That's
yeah.
why I'm not picking up on an actual date for you or a, you know, like a yes or no at this point. I feel like there's more planning that needs to be involved.
Yeah, you make a good point because even in the world that we live in, there's everything competes. There's competition. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
different things. You know, butterfly needs to compete with the bees. You know, there's, but everybody gets along. Everybody
mm-hmm.
makes it, and everybody, you know, works together at some degree.
Right.
But and you make valid points. You know, preparation and you know, being
mm-hmm.
ready to you know be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at your thoughts, where you're at, job. You know, I'm not sure. We had to put her on mute, so I do apologize for that because we are getting a lot of feedback back. But hopefully, I know you can hear us. So in the chat, maybe you can just tap back anything you can. But you know. Just move forward and just keep, you know, keep your wings spread and show your beauty.
Yeah, and by all means, this is not a negative message per se. It's a message of preparation. So it's about maybe there's just a little bit more work investigating that needs to be done. So the spirit, you're able to move wherever you want, number one. Just know that if you really want to go there, yes, you can go there tomorrow if you have, you know, if you want to. That's a metaphor. The thing is, when you land there, you know, are you going to be able to land and find things that are going to support you? You know, is it a good decision in that regard? So that is, yeah, very good. Thank you.
All right, caller. Thank you
so much.
We appreciate you.
We thank you for listening and your first-time listener. Feel free to join us every Monday. We're on the air from 6 to 7 Eastern time.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many more days do we have now? Until everybody flops on the ground like fish and
mm-hmm.
wonder why their brain is taking in all this information.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine told me that a Mayan elder told him that
uh-huh.
when he was down in Mexico over the summer.
Okay.
He said for a lot of people, it's going to be very easy.
Okay.
The transition is going to be very simple. You
mm-hmm.
know, it'll be just like, you're just going to go, wow, I get
mm-hmm.
it. And then for a lot of people, it's going to be like, not painful in the sense of pain, but they're just going to kind of, you know, when you've had enough and you just kind of collapse and you're like, you have to breathe a little bit
mm.
and then you're not sure where. He said he described it kind of like people being like fish out of water.
Okay.
You know, laying on the ground. Ooh, that's how the Mayan elder described it. But he interpreted in the sense that people would be like almost tired because they didn't understand what it was about.
Mm.
No matter what we do, no matter what happens, the planets will align.
Mm-hmm.
There is just some things that are going to happen that we have no, I don't want to use this word control over, really, because at some point we've created this system,
mm-hmm.
this equilibrium, this
mm-hmm.
balance, this harmony,
mm-hmm.
since we are part of the universe.
Right.
We have a play in it. So I have to be very careful how I state things anymore,
mm-hmm.
because when I realize that I am part of it, at, even in a minute degree,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
a lot of minute degrees come together, create one big, huge minute degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when I'm thinking about the planets aligning, there's no coincidence. There's no, you know, by chance, oh, it's just an anomaly. No, there are no anomalies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things that we've, for some reason, we've come to this realm and we've created
yes.
to, you know, do certain things to help us and to engage us and to get us into this mind frame.
Right.
You know, it's just amazing. It's beautiful. When you start to think like that,
mm-hmm.
then it really challenges you. It really makes you think about who you are as a human being, who you are as a species, who
mm-hmm.
you are as a spirit. Because now the excuse is, well, they did it. I didn't do it.
Mm.
There is no I did. They didn't do it now.
Mm.
It's kind of like, wow,
mm-hmm.
I helped somehow or I didn't help,
mm-hmm.
you know, or how did I play out on that? You know, for some people, destiny can't be changed. But how you experience destiny can be.
And thus you've changed your destiny.
Right. So how you experience your destiny.
So that's the funny thing about it. Again, all by invitation, of course, you know, a practice of mindfulness, being aware, choosing your words, choosing your thoughts, you know, being really conscious about what you're saying. It's important.
You know, some people believe that every word spoken is a prayer.
I've, yeah.
And, you know, every word spoken is heard.
Yeah.
It's not, it, words aren't just, are not just frivolous and thrown out.
Yes.
The universe hears everything you say.
Absolutely.
It hears everything. It can sense what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not saying we have to go around and monitor ourselves, but, you know.
Yes.
It plays into all the universal laws. It starts to bring in all the universal laws. You know, the one that most people are aware of is the law of attraction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we persist and resist, you know, we get more of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes accepting and knowing, hey, that's how it is, and it goes away sometimes.
Right.
It has for me, personally.
Right.
You know, instead of being in the point of, oh, I don't want that. You know, I want, I need, you know. It's, but, you know, you accept things are bad. Fine, bad.
Yes, yes.
The world's doing their thing.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Puppy asked me the other day. He goes, "Are you happy with your life?" I said, "Yeah, I'm pretty happy." He goes, "But you're not making a lot of money and this and that." I'm like, "I said, it's not about money, Pop. It's not about money. It's about this journey I'm on that I finally get it. It's the journey. It's the walk. It's the path. And all the people you meet along the way, all the animals, all the sunshines, all the moonlights." All the sea, all the oceans rolling up on the sand, you know, every heron that flies past you, you know, for me, that's what it's turning into.
Yeah, and the practical Buddhism, you know, every moment that you have awareness is a moment of enlightenment. A whole series of enlightened moments is enlightened, you know. We have all experienced moments of enlightenment. We've all experienced moments of great consciousness. When you know that you are present in the present moment, with gratitude, knowing that you are alive, you've arrived, I'm here, it's good to be here. You know, those are all statements, those are mantras, those are knowing that I'm talking and I'm saying the words, you know, I'm present, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best gift that you can give to yourself and another person, is to be present, to be there for them. And all you have to say is, I'm here for you. And if you really listen to the words, you see somebody suffering, that suffering person is you. And what do you say to yourself when you're suffering? When you're, you know, having moments of panic attack or whatever you're going through, a move, a relationship, whether you're going to have a job or how you're going to eat, just tell you, you know, remind yourself, you know what, I'm here for me. I'm here for you if you have a partner. And just acknowledging the suffering. Acknowledging.
Sometimes we don't take our own advice. We give advice to other people, but we don't take our own advice. We tell our kids, hey, this is the way, you know, they come to you, and you give them advice. They're like, oh, okay, thank you. But then they see us and they'll lie down. Because my kids have done this for me in the past. Well, Dad, you have to take your own advice, you know.
Yes.
You know, and it's funny because they really call you out.
Yeah, they
do. You know,
do.
It's funny. When they've been around, you don't think they're paying attention.
And then you can say to them, sweetheart, you're partly true.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say, you're partly wrong. Mm-hmm. Either way.
Right.
It's their perception. And acknowledging the fact that you can say either way, you're partly true or you're partly wrong, is correct either way. How you say it is, you know, acknowledging them and saying, thank you for noticing. Another way of saying it, well, I appreciate your opinion.
Sure.
You know?
You know, you talked about earlier with our last caller, you were talking about you could be anywhere you want to be in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people always talk about, I want to be here or be there. But do you ever wonder why they don't go there or why they don't move there? You know, I really thought about it. I was thinking about that when you said that. I was like, why won't somebody take that step? Why won't they go? There's a lot of factors. There's a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I found it very interesting, you know, that in life we feel like that we've resided to stay in one place and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, some people are really happy where they're at.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But there's some people who have this longing to be someplace else.
Yes.
And all their life, they've created this story that, oh, I wish I could have.
Yeah.
You know,
I wish,
you know, I don't have money, I don't have this, or my dad, I miss my parents. Mm-hmm. There's always something that gets in the way, and that's okay, because that serves them in that lifetime or that moment.
Right.
But I'm here to report that, you know, if you really want to go up to the mountains and you're prepared to do that, I think a lot of it has to do with the unknown factor.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to get into? What am I going to run into?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, you're probably going to run into the same things you run into here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to meet people who are going to rub you the wrong way. You're going to meet people who are going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to get used to the climate. You're going to have to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be like the butterfly, like you were talking about earlier.
Yes.
You're just going to have to find a new way to approach things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have to be without running water in some place you go.
Right.
Or in some places you may have all the luxuries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we all have the same amount of time in the clock.
Yes.
We all have that 24-hour period.
That's true.
What you get done in that 24-hour period, you know, depends on how you approach life, how you see life.
You know, we all have the right to suffer. So funny you bring that up. We all have the right to suffer 24 hours, but not anymore. Mm-hmm. Not any more than 24 hours, but we all have the right to suffer 24 hours.
Right. And a big part of it, we sense sleeping.
Yes.
Rejuvenating.
Yes. We all have the right, you know, what you're talking about is a lot of that is being present where you're at. And it's not about necessarily what I heard you say, and this is how I interpreted what you say. It's not about where you're living, how much money you have, because I've heard this one too, is I'll be happy when.
Yeah.
It's like, be happy now. Choose to be happy. This is the moment. This is a happy moment. Choose that this is when I choose to be happy.
Yeah. When is now?
That is manifesting is about being grateful, I really believe, in that present moment, where you're at now. A lot of people place their value on, like, Poppy. No, there's no judgment in that statement. You know, that's just the way his value system, his belief system is catered around financial stability. So, you know, oftentimes he has a point of reference that has to do with finances. Like, okay, you'll be successful when? Well, yeah, he's partly right. For him, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
For you, perhaps, I am successful now because I choose to look at myself successful.
Yeah.
I judge my success. Wealth is different than success. Wealth is invaluable, doesn't have a price tag. It's priceless,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's all perspective, you know, perception. It's how you choose to look at your life, you know. Do you embrace suffering, or do you look at it as a victim and push it away? And, you know, when you're presented mud, you know, do you look at that mud and you say, I don't want that mud. But then, you know, what if you were a lotus plant seed and you pushed away the mud? What are you going to do, embrace the granite? No, you can't live on granite. You mm-hmm. have to embrace the mud. So the mud is necessary.
Yeah, and the mud can be, you know, mud pie and finger painting with mud, you know, when you're
a kid.
It can
be clay.
I mean, it's just how you look at
it. It can be a shelter.
Yeah,
it can
absolutely.
Be so much. It's how you choose. You know, the most skillful practitioner can take any pain, any sorrow, and transform that. It's a master, is a Jedi, is a whatever you want to call it. Some people are like mystical creatures, these genies, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a different way of looking at it. It's all how you choose to really look at it. When you stop and you have these conversations, if you're listening to the show, you know, what is that? What does any of this mean to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Are you present? Are you listening? Are you here? You know?
Why are you listening?
Yeah, well,
you know,
what made...
Why did the universe bring it to this
mm-hmm.
particular moment in time? There's reasons.
And the thing is, everybody who's listening, like you were talking about, you know, who's creating what? You're creating this show right along with us.
Absolutely. There was
it's
a part,
happening
there was
instantaneously.
A part
yes.
of all of us that had to come converge together for healing and to move forward in our lives.
Yes.
Because when each caller that we have other calls, we don't have enough time to get them on now. But the thing is, all these messages are our messages.
They're our messages.
You know, even though we're hearing someone else give it to us. Beautiful. First yes. caller was it's amazing. What,
yes.
she summed up what we talked about in a half hour. I was just like,
yes.
Wow, did we say that? And she made it sound so eloquent and very nice. And it was like, boom. I was like, boom. Yeah, you know how I am. I like boom
yes.
factor.
Yes.
So it was like, that's cool. That's sweet. I like that.
Well, it's really interesting to just to kind of sit back. And that's why we do this every Monday. You know, Iggy and I, we come together an hour of our Monday. We've been doing it for almost, 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here and sharing. The show's evolved from time to time. I mean, sometimes we have guests. Sometimes, you know, we do this open forum. But this show is about reminding everybody of the valuable insight that each and every one of you possess within you.
Mm-hmm.
And my insight's no better than yours. And without your insight and where you're at, I wouldn't be able to have my insight. So you're teaching me what to tell you.
Right.
You're exactly telling me your vibration and the people who are listening are hearing exactly what they need to hear. And some of the stuff, I don't know what I'm saying. Some of the stuff I do. You know,
yeah.
Some of the stuff I have planned out, you know, what I was going to talk about today. And then the other stuff just comes. So, yeah.
Yeah, Grace, a good sage of ours, a good friend of ours, a good
mm-hmm.
sage told us once. He goes, take what you need
mm-hmm.
and the rest, if you don't need it, let it go. He goes, if you go to the store, you don't buy everything that's in the store.
True.
You don't go down the aisle and just go, you know.
Exactly.
You get what you need. You absorb what you need to absorb.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's good for today. Tomorrow you can go back to the store and
yeah.
pick up what you need.
Exactly.
It's kind of like how the universe works.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it all at the same time. Take it pieces by pieces and absorb it. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. My friend talked about jigsaw puzzles today.
Yes.
You know, Dawn talked about a little jigsaw puzzle.
Okay.
She had it and she goes, wow, what is this? And she looked at the jigsaw puzzle and she's like, is that a landscape or person or what? You don't know what it is.
No.
But you know you're part of it.
Yes.
And somehow
yes.
you're part of that creation.
Yes.
And eventually that piece mm-hmm. will match with that piece or in different other pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you've created this landscape of, you know, of beauty amongst people, of
mm-hmm.
beauty amongst life.
Yeah.
And I found that was really cool, you know.
Yeah, that is cool.
And she said, you know, take your should and make it into a good, you know. So I was like, cool, I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's just about how you empower yourself, where how you center yourself, how you bring yourself to center, how
mm-hmm.
you, you know, pull yourself up, you know, when you're not feeling well.
Absolutely.
And we all have
we
that.
All need each other to remind us along the way to be that that catalyst, like we were talking about earlier, that person that kind of sparks us, reminds us, oh yeah, I know that. Because we all know this stuff. We all, like, intuitively, we understand, you know. And we sometimes need metaphors. We need reminders, things that we can, stories that we can connect with so that, you know, we have something. Oh yeah, that's right, I remember, you know. I remember that movie, or I remember my friend saying that, or, you know, I remember this. Who else, we need that.
Yeah, tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It's Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with Jenny Seek.
Mm-hmm.
Just want everybody to, you know, plug into that show.
Absolutely.
Jenny brings some really good things to the table, so if you have a moment to listen to Jenny, do
yes,
that.
Yes.
And then we have Heather Tapia. She has her show also on Wednesdays at 2 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Todd Mudto at midnight
mm-hmm.
on Friday nights. And we have a whole new lineup of people coming in, so
mm-hmm.
it's growing. And we're manifesting, and we're having a good time with this format. But we're getting close to the end
Sounds
of our
good.
Show. I don't know if there was anything that you wanted to close with.
I
little
just,
sister.
Oh,
she's my sister.
You know, if you're suffering right now, if anyone is suffering out there right now, please ask for help. You know, you can suffer alone, which is fine. But don't be afraid to ask for help. There's a lot of people, very skilled practitioners out there who are available to mirror, be
mm-hmm.
a mirror for you, and. Ask for help if you're needing help. You know, you don't have to be on this journey alone. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a community. We are a community of people working together. We're all in this together, folks.
Absolutely.
So it's all love, too. I just want to remind everybody, sometimes when it doesn't feel very loving, it's all very, has the potential to transform, to shift, and to change into something else, you know.
Very good. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I misspelled my website there, so
uh-oh.
I respelled it, iggygarcia.com.
Uh-huh.
That links things around to different places and different people, so if you're looking for somebody to connect with.
And check out Iggy on Facebook, because he's very active. I don't get on Facebook very often, but you know, I know Iggy's on there
Facebook
all the time.
/Iggy Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm the laughing Buddha, if you
mm-hmm.
want to call me, if you want to label me anything.
Mm-hmm.
I love laughing and joking and playing, so...
Mm-hmm.
With that, I want to say thank you to everybody
Thanks
for tuning
everybody.
In. We'll be back next Monday. I'm not sure. I'm going to be interviewed on another show about 12-12-12.
Okay.
We'll talk about that
yeah.
after we experience, because we won't have another number like that for 97 years.
That's what Sean was telling me. Yeah.
And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, none of us here will be alive when that happens.
Right.
So...
Well, at least that's
think
what
about.
We think.
Physically? Yeah, maybe. You know, after the 21st, I don't know what's
you don't
happen,
know.
You know, I'll take that back.
All righty.
Thanks,
love everybody.
We'll
love
talk
you all.
To you soon.
Bye.
Bye.